Now we come to the man that's known as the man of faith. That's the way he's identified in the Word of God. It's Abraham. And he is the supreme illustration in the epistle to the Romans, also in the epistle to the Galatians, and other gospel writers refer to Abraham. Even the Lord Jesus said, Abraham saw my day and rejoiced. Now, I want us to read this section to get it before us. You follow us in your Bible. I'm beginning reading now in Hebrews 11, verse 8. And in Abraham, we have the worship of faith. Will you listen? By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. Now, you and I have seen before in this epistle that the worship of God leads to obedience to God. It leads to work for God. It leads to doing the thing God wants you to do. And you don't have to spend time browbeating people and telling them they should get busy for God, because that's not the proper motive. If they can come in and worship God and catch something of the glory of the person of Christ, then I believe that you can depend on them from then on to work for God, to obey Him. And actually, the important word in this entire section, I think, in verse 8 here, it's obeyed. And worship leads to obedience. And if you'd go back to the 12th chapter of Genesis, where the story of Abraham begins, you find that he came out of Ur of the Chaldees, and he moved along, and he delayed in Haran, lost a great deal of time, but finally he appeared in the land, and when he appeared in the land, God appeared to him. And in verse 7 of Genesis 12, it reads, "And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him." Now, this man, everywhere he went, he built an altar. When he came into the land at Shechem, he built an altar. When he went down to the plains of Moreh, down near Hebron, he there built an altar unto the Lord. In fact, everywhere Abraham went, he built an altar to God. In that land today, we were there, as many of you know, and the thing that impressed me more than anything else was the number of buildings that Herod put up. He not only built the temple, which was really never completed there in Jerusalem, but he built palaces and forts and actually cities all over that land. And you see evidences of it. But actually, no worship of God on his part. But Abraham, all he did was put up an altar, and he worshiped God. And then that led to obedience of God. Why? Because he worshiped God by faith, and then he obeyed God, and that was by faith. And we're told now in verse 9, "By faith he," that is Abraham, "sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised." You see, when God told Sarah, 90 years old, she's to have a child, well, she laughed, because it was ridiculous. In fact, it was utterly preposterous, and she couldn't accept it. But God gave her strength, power, to believe him. And many of us need that. You remember that poor man that brought that demon-possessed boy to the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus said, I can help him if you believe. And the man says, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. The man recognized he had a weak faith. And the Lord Jesus must have given him the faith because he healed the boy. Sarah had a child, had a little boy named Isaac. And why? Well, God gave her the strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised.